recording the podcast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did we hit the record button?
I think, yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, look at it. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
it's moving. It's moving.
Yeah, we're good. I think we're good. Yeah.
People say we're fools. I got feedback. People were saying fools. Like, in a positive way.
Well, good.
But yeah. I looked up fools in the dictionary. It's not so positive.
That's not. I've never actually heard of a positive at all.
No, but are you taking the time while I talk to sip water?
I am.
Okay.
I gotta make sure radio works.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, of course, because we're on radio.
We're podcasting.
Yeah.
We are. But, so what's up, guys? Welcome to the Studio Door Podcast, episode 34. My name is Gary. Also with me is...
Cameron.
And we have no guests today.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
Yeah, what is up with that?
Do we even wear guests?
I don't wear guests.
Don't, right?
Do you?
I don't.
No, I didn't.
It doesn't fit me. Like, their stuff is small.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't fit you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Just saying, it's cool.
So how's everything going?
Everything's going good. It's been a pretty crazy past,
You said that every week!
No, this is different. It's been pretty crazy. We're doing, a huge project at work right now. So
you've been working a lot of overtime, huh?
Well, it's
because... You get home around 4, 5 in the morning now?
No. But no, it's just been crazy because we have one big project that a lot of our resources are dedicated to right now. So then a lot of people that aren't on that project are actually just making up all the, on all the production work and stuff, we're making up all the...
Why are your veins popping out?
That's what I do, because I've been rock climbing.
Is that why?
No, it's just I think it's because I went rock climbing yesterday, so my arms are...
Yeah, it is. I never saw your veins pop out that much.
Yeah, my arms are
pretty sore. This is a family show. We don't have veins and all this stuff.
I'm sorry, I can't help it, but yeah, so I did that. I went rock climbing, and that's been kind of a weekly thing, and then,
Is that kind of like hiking?
No,
But upwards?
I guess you could call it that. You go into a gym...
it's in a gym?
Yeah, it's indoors, and they're like...
Oh, is that in the place where you work? Is it in that...
No.
It's a different gym.
No, it's around here, though.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's pretty cool. There's I think there are 15-foot walls, and you can climb up, and then there's this thing called bouldering, where you climb around and kind of get really technical. So I've been digging that. It's a lot funner than lifting weights in a gym, is going there and just climbing. And then I went to Six Flags this weekend, which was pretty fun. That's pretty much it. I watched a couple movies. But
it's not very productive.
No? You don't think so?
No, that's cool.
It sucks, dude.
Magic Mountain, they have that new ride opening up Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if it's the...
I think Memorial Weekend, I think they have.
So this weekend?
I think. We should tell people what date it is. What is the date today?
Today is May 22nd, 2012.
Did you guys hear that? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the Lakers are out of the playoffs. They lost yesterday.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a little bit expected because they were playing like they didn't really care. And the other team was playing like they cared. So they deserve to probably
Lakers deserve not to.
Almost not, because they were playing like they didn't really care. Most of the players. A couple of players like Kobe and a couple of the players played like they actually cared to win. But most of the players are playing pretty lazy. So there's a lot of things that are going to be going on with the Lakers. A lot of changes.
How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel sad, my psychiatrist.
Yeah?
No. I don't. I mean, it's cool. I was going for them. I wanted them to get far or whatever, but it's fine. It was kind of expected.
So the question is now, do you finish and watch playoffs?
Yeah, I still watch it. Like sport.
I didn't know if you only really did it because you like the Lakers.
No, I like basketball. I like the sport. I go for the Lakers because I'm in Los Angeles, but I like basketball in general. And the Clippers lost to pretty much almost everybody lost at the Staples Center. We had big 4 or 5 games, really big games going on this weekend.
Yeah.
At the same time, pretty in the same weekend, and they pretty much all lost.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But it's cool.
What else have you been up to?
Work-wise, I've been working on... I'll still continue working on a lot of UI stuff. We're getting closer to our... a lot of deadlines and stuff, meeting some of those things.
Nice. That's
just good. A lot of, little changes here and there, working with some of the developers and changing little things here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a lot of little revisions and stuff like that. You go through the process, you create the stuff, and then you get feedback from various people. And based on that feedback, you change certain things or adjust them or do things like that. Or based on what's possible programmatically as well.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's cool, man.
Did some little icons and we got a little engine. I think we built like a little engine that flips images and reverses images and does like cropping and all that stuff, but almost like kind of from scratch. So I created the little icons for that engine and stuff like that. It's still buggy. We're still working on some of that stuff, but it's still pretty cool to make something like that from scratch.
That's good. It's cool. Well, yeah. It's interesting if you think about it to hear, if you go back like 10, 15 episodes when you first started working on that project, how vague you were, and now how it's getting a little more, or like a little more specific. I think that, I bet you the listeners are like on the edge of their seat waiting to hear what this thing is.
Yeah.
No?
They're not even sitting on the seat, they're on a couch. Yeah. So you're making sense.
But they could be sitting on the edge of the couch. Why not? Who, and really, who sits in a couch while listening to a podcast? It's not like we're a TV
couch
show.
Couch potatoes.
Yeah.
And then speaking of gym, since you insulted me, I started going early in the mornings, that's why. No, I moved the car, so I started going in the mornings and stuff. And
I know, because when I wake up and like I'm getting ready, when I go to go get dressed, I notice that I have a path thing from you saying that you're at your gym. So
I've been going to, I've been just kind of trying to do a little bit more in the mornings. It's just more to like push myself just to wake up earlier. You know, I'm like not so good in the mornings as good as you are.
Yeah.
So it just kind of gives me more of a reason to kind of go. And then I get tired towards the end of the night, and I go to sleep a little bit earlier, because a lot of times in the night my mind is like running around, and I'm always like thinking like, oh, can I be productive, let me look at a tutorial, let me look at something or whatever. So it's always like wanting to like do stuff like that. Last night I watched some more episodes of The Pitch, the show that I was talking about, and
that you tried to show me
and I tried to show you guys that show and a couple of our friends and stuff. And yeah, like our TV wasn't working correctly, so we couldn't show that show. Yeah. But
how is the show?
It's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing else really like it. I mean, I've only seen a couple episodes. You can't really judge it too much, but I like it. There's not really any design shows out there, and this shows the whole process. You know, like it shows the conceptual part. I don't know how real it is. It could be fake.
Yeah.
And I think you would really like it because I know your type. I know that you really like documentaries.
Yeah.
And this show is done like that. It has a documentary feeling, even though it's like a kind of a reality TV show, but it has a documentary feeling.
I gotcha. How you talk about it like as a design show, but is it more? Do you think that it's more about advertising, not as like from the side of trying to sell something rather than from the design side?
I think it's trying to accomplish a lot of things at once. It's not 100% a design show. They're not showing you how to do techniques and all that type of stuff, but they are showing some conceptual parts, and they're showing like some stuff that agencies would go through or, you know, that happens in the design process. But some of the stuff feels a little bit on the fake side a little bit, because it's like all the time, a couple times that I've seen it, it's like they don't have any ideas, and all of a sudden they get an idea, like 60 or 70% in the show. Oh, I got an idea.
It's so, like Eureka moment.
Kind of, yeah. I noticed that's happened a couple times, so I don't know how I feel about that, but there's no other shows like that. There's no other like really design shows unless you go online and start looking at TED stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
So I like it for that reason. And then Mad Men, the other show that I really like, is almost over. There's only a few more episodes. I mean, you know, the season is almost over.
Yeah, for the season. I forgot it was even going, so that's crazy.
That show.
How's that season been?
It's been pretty good. Yeah. It's been a little on the strange side. A little bit stranger than what I'm used to.
I heard they were doing some like illegal stuff on the show a couple episodes in.
Illegal?
Yeah, like they went to like a party, and then everybody took something. I'm trying to keep this PG, man, but if you can't remember.
Oh, yeah, there was some stuff. But no, it's always, there's different things going on.
Oh, I know. I'm just, because they're getting into that era of.
Towards the 70s and all that
stuff. Yeah, when all that stuff is going on, so I just thought I'd ask.
Okay, now that we're done recording the deleted scenes, should we really start the show?
Yeah, really?
And I apologize if I sound extra tired, but I'm a little bit tired.
Yeah?
The waking up thing, I'm not like Bill, like you.
You're not used to it. That's cool, man.
But people think you're all buff and strong.
Yeah, I'm totally buff. No, I'm not buff at all.
But you did some research about some stuff, huh? You want to tell them about something?
Yeah, some research? I didn't really do research, but
yeah, you did.
No, not really.
I know your kind.
Yeah? You know my kind? What kind am I? Tell me.
You know, when we went to that, when we went to,
Unique LA?
When we went to Unique LA. You read minds.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you do.
No, I saw it on the tip of your tongue. Like, I just, like, I saw it coming. So.
And we saw that that thing that you were telling me about. Let me see. I have it in my notes. Kane's Arcade.
Yeah. Did you finally watch it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So Cameron actually talked about this like maybe 6-7 episodes back, something like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't really pay attention too much to it. You know, there's a lot of stuff we talk about, thousands of things. So, but yeah, check it out. It's very, very, very cool. Cool stuff. I definitely recommend for you guys to see that. Cameron mentioned it a while back, but now I'm mentioning it, so now people will listen. Just kidding. But, you know, actually, so just to remind you guys, if you guys didn't hear that show, it's just this kid basically made an arcade from just cardboard, and there's more to, you know, I'm being fairly vague about it, but his dad encouraged him to do it a little bit, but he really just wanted him out of his way. He just didn't want him to bug him during the summertime, so he went in the back and did this thing, and it became a big viral thing, and this is just super original. It's just so interesting how you could come up with some original ideas out of nowhere. So that's pretty cool. But what I wanted to say is that this is another thing that I'm going to talk about. So like this, so also he raised money, right? Did you hear about that? Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So he's trying to raise, I believe that's $250,000. So it's $250,000, right? He's trying to raise for like college and other stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they almost raised that much already.
Oh yeah, I haven't actually seen it in a while.
Yeah, so you could see that's how much they raised. They raised
$204,000. Oh wow, that's a lot.
So they almost reached their target through, I think this was through PayPal. It looks like a PayPal button. Pretty cool.
That is pretty awesome. He's only like maybe 10 years old.
This was our idea. So. That's where you put the we were going to buy coffee on our site, and we never got it to work. But nobody would buy us coffee.
No, yeah, because we don't actually drink coffee, so it doesn't even make any sense.
But people could think it's for coffee.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, I mean, it's cool, man. I'll say, like I said on the last show, I'll be very intrigued to see what he does
when
he grows up, because he'll have that college fund now. And just the fact that, I mean, he was inventive enough to come up with that, which, really, if you think about it, it's an idea that all of us have probably had, but nobody actually acted on it because it was just too much work. But that shows the kid has a work ethic, you know? So I think that it's a really, it'll be
and
cool.
And he's really creative.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's creative, but what I'm saying is some people can be creative, but they just don't have the work ethic. This kid has both, so it'll be cool to see what he does in the future. Maybe he'll bring back arcade, so... I'd be down with that.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah. We've talked about it before, like arcades and stuff. Do you remember going to arcades when you were a kid?
I do.
Yeah,
it was fun. It was like Disneyland, like a mini Disneyland thing.
Yeah. I loved going to arcades. And I remember, like, I don't know, everyone that I ever talked to that has ever made a trip over to Japan, they always talk about how you have to stop in the arcades and play because it's a huge culture out there. So.
And all the stuff is made first there, right? Most of the stuff is made first in Japan.
Some stuff.
I remember specifically in the video game industries. Like, stuff comes out in Japan, and a year later in America, and then, like, another year later in Europe and all that.
Well, it depends on the...
genre of the game.
Well, not only that, but also it depends on the company. Because, like, yeah, if you're talking about, like, Sony-based stuff, like PlayStation, or if you talk about, like, Sega, Nintendo, all that stuff is based in Japan. But if you talk about Microsoft, Microsoft is based here, so we get it first most of the time for Microsoft products.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know... But it's different. But yeah, a lot of really unique stuff comes out of Japan because they've had the video game industry a little bit longer and they're a little bit more flexible as far as content is concerned.
If Xbox didn't exist, would Microsoft still be doing pretty good?
Because
Xbox kind of kept them like alive, right?
They definitely gave them a huge like revenue and profit and stuff, but they might have gone in a different direction.
I thought it was a bad idea at first when Xbox came out. I was like, what? Microsoft doing video games, but it's not.
No,
it's actually probably the best console that exists, right? I don't really use it. I'm a PlayStation 3, or when I did play, I always play PlayStation 3. But when I hear from video game people, as far as like, what is that called? Console games, right? When you connect
console games,
when you connect it to the TV,
those
are the best. That's the best one to have.
Yeah, it's definitely one of them. And I think that when it originally came out, it was one of the first. I really think it was one of the first American made video game systems that was meant for adults. You know, like, it came out of the gate with a lot of mature rated games, and that's what most of the college students back then, like, guy college students, they played that. And it brought a lot of, like, if you think about back in the day when Nintendo and early PlayStation was coming out and stuff like that, a lot of those games were meant more for kind of, like, nerdier people, you know? But now you look at the actual culture of games, and actually it's become more of a, like, jocks and all that.
You're the cool guy.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I can tell you, even growing up, when I was in high school, I got made fun of for playing video games, because I was a little bit nerdier than most. And then when I worked at GameStop, like, 4 years later, Then I had people coming into the store that made fun of me in high school, coming in and buying games and being way nerdier than I ever was. And it's just because the culture kind of took off, and I think Microsoft did a really good job of bringing that culture in the forefront, because owning an Xbox wasn't as weird as owning a PlayStation, if that makes sense. I don't know if it makes 100% sense.
It makes sense to probably people that understand what you're saying.
Well, because, if you really, seriously, look at, the games that were really popular, like Mario and Donkey Kong.
Those are so fun.
They're super fun, but look at the content. What grown man should be playing those games?
The guy eats a mushroom and gets taller.
Exactly. There's drugs involved. Oh, my gosh. Just like a madman. Crazy.
Tylenol. Why'd you throw it back on me?
But I don't know. I think that Microsoft did a good... they did a good job. Yes. And they're still producing good stuff. Have you heard anything about the new Windows 8 stuff? Windows 8 is looking out. Looking like it's going to be amazing.
It looks like it's going to be pretty good. Windows 7 was pretty good, but the one before that was not good.
No, Vista was terrible. Yeah. But...
We really don't know, because we don't use that. We use a good operating system.
I had to use Windows 7 for the first 6 months that I worked at my current job, and I missed my Mac stuff.
I know Windows 7 is good.
It was pretty good, and the way you can customize stuff now is pretty ingenious. And the new Windows 8 operating system is supposed to be tile based, which is meant for touchscreen and stuff, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. But one complaint that a lot of programmers are actually getting that are actually beta testing Windows 8 is that this is the weirdest complaint ever. Is that Windows 8 boots too quickly. Isn't that a weird complaint? And it's because they're saying that it boots in under 7 seconds on a solid-state drive, and then on a normal drive, it actually boots in 10 seconds. And they're just saying because of those prompts in the beginning to go into the back end, you can't actually catch them because it's too fast. Isn't that weird? That's such a weird complaint, but I've read an article about that on CNET today.
Sounds like a viral marketing or something.
It almost does, right? Like Microsoft is like, oh, we boot so fast at developers. They hate us for booting so quickly, but...
How many stocks did you buy for Facebook?
I bought zero, but...
Okay. How did that run you a lot?
I know what you're getting ready to talk about, so do you want to...
No, it went down, right? A lot of stuff plummeted, and I heard, some negative stuff happened after
The day that Facebook went public...
This past Friday, right?
As far as I know, because I went to a little get-together after work on Friday when it actually... And I was talking to my art director, and he asked me, do you know what happened to it? And I was like, no. And so he went through, and he pulled up his phone, and we were reading. And so it started at $38, and it went up to, $60 a share, and then it dropped back down to $38 and just stayed at $38. So basically, the first day of trading, it made no money. It basically went up, and it went back down, and it was at the same exact thing. And now they're saying that the speculation of, the stocks... of, the price of stocks and stuff was all wrong, and then now Facebook has to come out and tell them that, it's actually projected lower than it was before, so I don't really know what that says for... it sucks for an investor who thought it was going to be, way more money, but I think it's still good. I don't think it's all that bad.
It's hard to concentrate with your vein popping out.
Which vein, Gary?
No, because, seriously, have you been lifting, a million pounds or something?
Nah, dude, I'm sore right now, so,
I never had that before.
My forearms are just,
I don't think we could record like
that. You don't think so? It's alright. This is kind of awkward, actually. I don't really want to... I should just wear long sleeve shirts from now on. But yeah, so Facebook, I guess we could talk about IBM. Why do we want to talk about IBM? Because IBM banned Siri from their offices. Crazy, right? On your iPhone. You can't use Siri in the IBM office. You wanna know why? Because supposedly, everything that you say to Siri gets taken back to the iCloud servers and analyzed for data so that they can improve Siri, right? Mm-hmm. And IBM's afraid that data is gonna get leaked if someone asks something and Siri picks something up. And it goes back to their cloud servers, and it's going to get leaked through their cloud servers. Yeah, which I think brings up a very, very, kind of like a crazy point.
Stop bringing up crazy points. Bring up normal points.
Now, let's bring up a normal crazy point. So, basically, have you ever thought about that? You've got this little device that can actually detect what you're saying. It brings the things, it brings all your topics or whatever you say back to these servers. If you work for a high-profile company and you use Siri on a regular basis, do you think that should be a concern of that company?
What's the difference of doing that or going on Google and checking something? Google tracks your stuff too, doesn't it?
It does, but I think what's more important about this is, what if you open Siri and the first word that goes into Siri is someone talking about a secret project and they say one thing and then it gets tracked that it's from your phone, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, I'm just bringing up speculation points, but I think that it's almost like Big Brother is here, you know, like where now we thought the government was watching us, and now Apple's watching us more. Like, even though Surrey, it's kind
You're talking about 1984?
Yeah, definitely 1984. It could be 2000.
No, what do you mean when you say Big Brother?
Big Brother, like they say, like Big Brother's watching you, like they're like the government is Big Brother. That's what
I thought it was like a reference to 1984, that movie, but
I'm not even we never finished watching that movie, so we don't know. But that's definitely what it was kind of about that though. You know, you're right.
Something reminded me of the Big Brother thing from that movie. I don't know, because I fell asleep like 3 or 4, maybe even 5 times during the first 10 minutes of it, so I don't remember.
Did you fall asleep when we watched it, or did you watch it again?
No, when we kind of... I don't remember. You weren't really watching it. You were, like, in your room doing your own thing, probably, yeah.
And, oh, yeah, that's right. We were started watching it, and then, yeah, that's right. And then, yeah.
But I was like, I couldn't watch it. It was, like, too dry or something. I just heard, like, positive stuff about it, like, it's based on a book and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. But, yeah, IBM, that's interesting. Yeah. I don't agree with it. There could be so many things like that. Like, I don't know.
No, I know. I think
those
I
companies,
just...
you sign contracts and stuff, and...
I just think it brings up a point of, like, that if IBM's worried about it...
Then probably other companies, like Disney and...
Yeah, you know, like, in my office doesn't do it, and I don't know. I know a couple people that work at bigger places, too, and they don't do it, so I don't know. I'm wondering if this is just the first of many offices that will start doing that, you know, so...
Hey, so, what's the most popular browser in the world?
It was Internet Explorer, but it's probably Firefox now. Am I right?
No. Don't make a fool of yourself.
I thought fool was positive. I thought we were being fools. What's going on?
No, yeah, so your first statement was right. It was always Internet Explorer. We're talking about, like, worldwide and all this stuff statistically. Yeah. And we check our Google Analytics, so we see, like, what kind of people use ours. But ours is primarily designers, so it's probably mostly, like, Chrome and Firefox.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have, like, really corporate people looking at stuff.
Yeah.
So, really, on the 20th of May, finally, the number one browser in the world became Chrome. And it was at 32.8% used by the whole world, and then Internet Explorer dropped to 31.9%. And I'm getting this information from businessinsider.com, so it's not like I'm not getting it from the swap meet. This is like a highly, you know, this is
more of like a high end swap meet. That's all it is.
No, but this is accurate.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Well, I mean statistics. We've talked about statistics on the show, it is more accurate on there. Yeah,
this is pretty accurate information. Yeah. And Firefox is third.
Oh, okay.
So it actually makes sense for Chrome to be this high, even though Chrome is, I think, is in beta still. The actual browser itself is not the final version, even though we're using it.
I don't know.
I see buggy too. Like sometimes stuff doesn't roll correctly. Mm-hmm. I see it fairly buggy. So the primary, in my opinion, one of the primary reasons why Chrome is so popular.
Mm-hmm.
Is because it's multi-platform, right? So you could export stuff out. You save your bookmarks and you open it up in Windows, or you open it up in Linux, or you open it up in OS X, and you still have all your bookmarks. So it works universally.
I think also another thing is Google's gotten really good at marketing in general, not only on the web, but also I don't know if you've seen them, but they're
commercials.
Been Google Chrome commercials.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Which I think is crazy because
but
if you really think
there's also been, sorry to interrupt, there's also been Google Plus commercials, but people are still not biting on that.
That's true. Actually, speaking of Google Plus commercials,
I've seen a good one. I like
have
them.
You seen the newest one with the dating one?
Yeah, that was sad.
That one is genius.
I saw it in the theater, and I saw it on, it was on TV too.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's really good.
Pretty simple to make a commercial like that too, but. It's 98% concept to 2% like the actual stuff that they call it. It's just the rolling on the...
Oh, yeah, of course. Split the screen in half and just roll over and do stuff, man. Like, that's
why I always say that idea is the most valuable thing.
Yeah, in this scenario, idea is the most valuable thing. But also execution. They could have freaking filmed just the screen of a computer with a camera, and then it would have been terrible.
The idea, like, is the most valuable thing.
I think that it equally weighs execution and idea. And we've talked about this already.
No, we could argue that way. It's a debate.
No, yeah. I don't. It's not a debate because we're never going to get anywhere because we'd have to have a third person to be like, oh, you want to? I'm beside this person. Then someone would win. But there's
you're
no way
you're probably
going to
give the third person like $5 or even $4.
I don't know. Maybe, dude. Maybe we'll see.
And that's like a bribe.
It depends on who it is, dude. Because if it's Sam, I can give him less because he's shorter. It's good. You didn't get that joke? There was no joke.
I only get good ones. Don't bring them up 2 episodes in a row or 3.
Oh, gosh, who cares? But, yeah, so
That's all good.
But no, what I want to say on that, though, is, like, the fact that Google is getting so good at marketing, have you ever seen... I've never seen a Firefox or Internet Explorer commercial, and the only thing I can think of like, a...
I've seen Internet Explorer, but you're right. Google's doing...
Of, like, more. A browser was, like, only AOL. Like, back in the day, AOL had commercials.
Or Netscape or something back then. It wasn't that... But, no, Internet Explorer has commercials, too. The new ones, they have music. I don't really like the commercial.
Oh, okay. Huh. Well...
You've probably seen it, too. You just don't remember. It's, like, kind of whatever.
Okay.
And I think they're advertising Internet Explorer 9, or...
So their execution was good, but their idea sucked, is what you're saying.
I don't know. It's just, like, the way that Google did it was very, very good.
Yeah.
Because the way that Google did it, it had nothing to do with... Had nothing to do with the actual...
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of did, but not. It's like that wasn't the main point. The main point was the idea of, like, real life stuff happens and blah, 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 and you can enjoy it all through this thing.
I feel that that's what Google does in a lot of their stuff, because even on their Chrome commercials, at least the ones that I've seen, some of them are marketed based on Angry Birds or something, where they'll be like the, have you seen the one where the birds are sitting in, like, chairs and they're talking, and they're basically the developers. Yeah, they're basically talking about it, and then all of a sudden it goes, Angry Birds, now on Chrome. And it's, like, genius. Because people are watching it because they're Angry Birds, but then really they hear Chrome, and they're like, oh my gosh. So, cool. I don't know. I dig it. But speaking of Google, while we're on Google, unless you're, do you have something else you want to talk about?
I did, but now that you ruined it completely.
You can go into
with
it.
Your veins.
Want. Yeah, if you want to. You want to go for it.
No.
So Google, remember we talked about Project Glass. I don't know if you actually saw the video yet, but after this, you will want to see the video. Because Google Glass, or Project Glass, if you call it Google Glass, Project Glass is a reality. We thought these tech...
Remind our listeners what that is again? Not me, the listeners. Can I remember it?
Yeah, yeah. Project Glass is a... So there was a tech video, a tech demo video that came out from Google, I think maybe a month and a half ago. And it was basically these glasses that you'd wear. Okay. But the whole video...
Our listeners remember now. Not that it was me.
The whole video is from first person, and you only see, like, interface while this guy's walking around. It's pretty cool. So the tech video came out, and then the Google Plus came out for it, and there was all this hype on it, and then people are going, well, how real is it? Well, now, many of the high-ranking CEOs and professionals and employees at Google are actually, they're spotted now wearing these glasses. So that, to me at least, says...
Wait, are you saying that people are stalking them?
No, it's just like, at this, okay, so this guy, Larry Page... Larry Page is the CEO, by the way. This guy, random guy, Larry Page, CEO of Google. So he was actually spotted at a dinner party. He was at a dinner party, and someone was like, I guess he came down, and he had glasses.
What kind of restaurant was it? What did he have? What did he order?
I have no idea, but he was spotted at a party in San Francisco, and
he
had these glasses on. Crazy.
No, that is cool.
And then after he did that, like, then all of a sudden, people started seeing him with tons of other, or not him, but a bunch of other employees with these Google glasses on in San Francisco. Which is cool, because now that means the technology, it is kind of a reality. It may not be working 100% correctly, but I think...
I'm down a prototype.
I'm down. Man, Google, send this one. We will totally mess
around. Let us know,
with
Google,
it.
If you're listening.
Yeah.
StudioDogs.com.
Yeah, Google, not Larry Page. We don't want anybody that actually works at Google. We want Google as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, right? But yeah, so I don't know. I'm down with it.
No, it's cool. I'm gonna check now that you told me all that. Now
it's real. You really want in? I see how it is.
We should make those out of cardboard.
Yeah, you wanna do that? Maybe we can hire Kane to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be down. Cool. Yeah, yeah.
That kid seems cool, but I bet you he's like has bodyguards and stuff now.
Maybe at Unique LA he was there.
He seemed kind of like open, just hanging out, talking to people.
Yeah, why not? Dude, he's a kid.
But I didn't see his dad there.
I think I remember seeing a couple of people behind the counter with him, but his cardboard counter, of course. But yeah, Project Glass, looking really cool. Do you have another topic?
No, topics, we need topics.
I was going to
freestyle. All hey, right. But do you use Groupon?
Yeah, every once in a while I use it, yeah.
What did you use it for? Did you actually purchase something?
We purchased something for a restaurant that was down the street from my work.
Oh, okay, with your coworkers.
Yeah, yeah, because we do it all around the office. People send a Groupon out.
Have you heard of another thing called Living Social?
Yep, we've used those too. Yeah.
You guys use those?
Yeah, we use Living Social more than we
my
use.
My buddy told me about it this weekend. I was like, check that out. It's pretty interesting how they have it set up. You just have kind of these, they have like daily deals, and sometimes they have deals that are happening in your area.
Yeah.
Pretty well designed site, and it's pretty pretty good place. If you guys haven't heard it, check it out. A lot of people have heard of Groupon already, but Living Social is also a pretty cool place for you guys to check out.
Yeah. Some deals. Living Social is cool, and it's not just like restaurants like that.
It's a lot of stuff.
Actually, one of the Living Social, I bought two Living Social deals maybe like a week ago.
But you did it yourself without coworkers.
No, well, this is what we did, okay? Because we found it together, because this is how Living Social works. You buy one, so if you buy this
deal... Wait, so you knew about Living Social and you didn't tell none of our listeners about it before?
I didn't, sorry, I don't know. Oh, there's commercials for Living Social. I don't know why people don't watch TV with Living Social commercials.
You don't want to have a TV in your room!
I don't want one, I don't know. But anyways, so, no, so how Living Social works is when you buy a deal, it gives you the opportunity to share that deal with your friends, and if you share
it with
your friends, every single one of them that clicks through... If you have three of them that actually clicks through with your link and purchases it, then it makes yours free.
That's genius.
It's super genius.
That's very smart.
So what we're doing is we're doing Tough Mudder. Well, we decided we want to do Spartan Run, which is another mud run. And so we've actually each purchased. So I purchased, or actually one person purchased the Living Social deal for Spartan Run in December.
Are we talking about your last name or, I don't know.
Yeah. But anyways, and then another person purchased the deal for February, and then we sent it around the office, and everyone did their thing, and so those two people got it free, and so it's just like, and it just makes it so simple.
And those people are so happy that they got it, but really, Living Social wins in the end.
They do.
They just got all these customers.
They do, and they're smart, but...
That reminds me of Dropbox, their concept too, when you recommend. It's just so smart how that's done. Very well done.
Speaking of Dropbox, this is not my topics, but it's a really good point.
Nope, you used up your topic. That's it. You get no more chances. It counts as a topic.
Did you hear that Dropbox actually has these scavenger hunts? They did one last year. And participate in the scavenger hunt, you get 1 gig for free, and then you have a chance to win up to 5 gigs if you're faster or certain things. And I found I'm actually participating in one of them right now, trying to get the Studork Dropbox a little more space. But yeah, did I send that to you?
You did. Oh, okay. I saw that. But yeah, I heard of that as well before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is the second year they've done it. So, and I don't know, it looks really cool, and you can win shirts and all kinds of stuff. So I don't remember what it's called, but. You probably look it up, like Dropbox Scavenger Hunt Year 2 or something. Or I'll put it in the show notes if I can find it.
You promised.
I didn't promise. I said if I can find it. So back up.
That kind of is your topic. You can't say any more topics.
Well, speaking of technology, there's some pretty sweet technology in a new movie coming up.
Is it called...
It's actually going to be already out when this show comes out. But it's coming up soon.
Men in White?
Men in White, completely. So it's all about the Ku Klux Klan. I'm just kidding. Men in Black 3 is coming out. I want to know, like, what do you think about Men in Black 3? Like, from what you've seen, as far as the trailers and stuff are concerned, do you think that...
Part 1 and Part 2 are pretty good.
Okay.
This one seems pretty good, too. It seems a little bit, like, for little kids or people that like stuff like that. It seems, you know, like, it's more, like, targeted for little kids, I think. It's very animated.
Do you feel like it's gimmicky?
Yeah. Seems like it would be kind of a predictable movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think it's a good movie if you're a big fan of stuff like that already.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you just have kids or a family or something, it's good.
Yeah, I agree. I think that I loved the Men in Black movies growing up.
Yeah, they're pretty
good. Because they just, like, open your mind to, like, something that could be a possibility kind of thing, you know? Like,
did you ever see The NeverEnding Story?
Gosh,
dude. I used to love that movie.
I love that movie too.
I don't know why I remembered it too. I bring it up right now because you said when you were a little kid you watched that, and I remembered something that's like really unbelievable, and it's like in there. And when I was a little kid, I don't know if I was dumb or something, but I really thought that the story would never end.
I did too, man.
Right?
Okay, cool. You weren't dumb, dude. Unless you were both just dumb. But no, I wanted to ride on Zalcor. You remember Zalcor?
Yeah. He also came out of Family Guy. Seriously, the guy, it was Peter sitting on top, he was like, and he landed into the ground because he was too, like, big. We just offended our big listeners.
It's so funny, but you want to, that brings up a point of, like, movies when you're a kid, like, I'm going to bring Sam up again, just because the last time that we hung out, well, not the last time, but one of the times, first times I hung out with Sam, he kept asking me what my favorite movie was, and I couldn't come up with what my favorite movie was, and I started thinking about it the other day, I know what my favorite movie was. My favorite movie was The Goonies. Did you ever see The Goonies?
And I think I knew that already. You've told me that you liked that.
Yeah.
That's your favorite movie.
Absolute favorite movie. I don't know if it's just because fond memories or what, but, like, seriously, like, that movie was amazing for me for some reason.
You know what? If you probably wouldn't want to see the movie anymore, though. You know why? Maybe you would, I don't know. But if you see it, and it won't be the same, and it will ruin the fact that it's your favorite movie.
The funny thing is, though, is I bought it on DVD in January of last year, right before we moved out here, like when we were still in school, and I actually had it on repeat in my room while I was working, and I watched it like 20 times. Did it ruin it? No, dude. It's every moment. I'm saying the logic of
that, like you said, like, you know, you have like celebrities that you would be really afraid to meet.
Yeah.
Because you're like, what if they're not the same as how you imagine them? Mm-hmm. I thought it would be like something like that, you know? But, you know, in that case, it proves that you can talk to celebrities too, and it won't ruin it.
Yeah.
It really does.
I guess it does, but still, Goonies, I'm down with the Goonies, so we're just going to talk about that. But yeah. But yeah, Men in Black 3, check it out. I think it'll be good. I actually went to a Q&A with the director of Men in Black 3, maybe like a couple weeks ago or something. And
did you give him some good cues so he can give you some good A's?
No, I actually just...
Q&A, right?
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, yeah, you did.
Did I write that joke right?
Yeah, that joke is actually terrible because every single Q&A I go to, the person on stage goes, if you got Q's, we got A's.
Oh, wah. I'm not Levi's original?
No, not at all. Not at all. But, yeah, so, and one of the things that's very cool about that movie that I think is kind of, a trend that's going on in movies now, is they didn't actually have the end of the script written before the movie started shooting. So they were almost done with shooting the movie before the end of the movie was even written.
I wonder why they do that. Maybe to have creativity come out. Maybe how we do the podcast. Sometimes we just start off and we're like, and then we just roll into it and gets all, we don't know how it's going to end, really.
Well, I know for, at least this the director said that it was because Will Smith was unhappy with the ending. And so he kept pushing to get the ending to be different. And so they kept...
No, man!
They kept making it different. So they finally found an ending they liked and they finished it. But, yeah, I just thought that was a cool story, you know. But that leads me into something that I found today that is really, really awesome. Something that will definitely have an ending that's already been written for many years now. You ever heard of The Great Gatsby? Besides our friend,
The Great Gatsby. The Titanic?
Yeah, have you seen the trailer yet for it?
I heard about it, I heard about this thing.
Man, I watched this trailer right before this podcast. Holy crap, man.
It's good?
That movie looks like it's going to be amazing, and they're casting...
Do you think Leonardo DiCaprio can finally win an Oscar?
Yeah, he basically plays the same character that he played in Inception. And in Titanic. Like, all of his roles, basically.
But those are really good characters. You know, no, he's never won an Oscar.
I think that
he's been nominated, but
I think it's a good possibility, but he's got a really good cast in there that there's a good possibility that someone else may win it as well. Because Tobey Maguire is also in that movie, too, and his character looks like he's really cool. And then, I don't know, do you know who Carrie Mulligan is? She was the girl in Drive.
I never saw Drive.
You never saw Drive?
I know I need to see Drive. I need to see Drive, and I need to see the wrestling movie that's really good.
The Wrestler?
No, not The Wrestler. Where the two brothers fight against each other.
Oh, The Warrior.
I need to see those two movies because I know they're really good, both of those.
Well, I can tell you, Drive is amazing. I watched it this weekend on Netflix. Holy crap. Drive is on Netflix. Check it out. You need to get on it. Fans or listeners and Gary's.
Forgot my name?
Yeah, I did forget your name.
And you got us wrong. I'm Gary, and those are the fans. You looked at me and called me fans, and you called them Gary.
I couldn't help it. I wanted all the... But anyways, Drive, check it out. But yeah, so definitely check out this trailer for The Great Gatsby. The key art for it is looking really cool, too, because it's all typography-based, which I think is cool. But yeah, the cast is looking amazing. So Great Gatsby, check it out.
Good one. Yeah, this is like a brand new thing.
Yeah, like, I think it came out today or yesterday or something.
Yeah, literally today or yesterday.
Yeah.
You know the Nano Watch that I have? The controls? And you guys, if you guys are long-time listeners, you guys know I had about the Nano Watch and I bought the belt that comes with it. Do you remember what that belt was called?
So you bought the iPod Nano and then you bought the, I can't remember the name of the watch.
But it was by Kickstarter that these belts came out. We talked about it in a previous...
Yeah, it was, I don't actually think that show is live anymore.
But on YouTube... iTunes,
on YouTube it is,
People have been telling me they're, like, listening to some podcasts, right? And it's, like, episode 5, 6.
Yeah.
So listening to our older ones, it has to be through YouTube because we have...
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's good that we have them archived there.
Yeah.
All right, but... So that Nano thing that I have, and I can listen to, I pretty much have a watch that has like 12 different watches. There's a lot of different things I can do with it.
Yeah.
But there's this other thing that came out called the Pebble ePaper Watch for the iPhone and Android. Have you heard of this?
So it actually holds your iPhone?
No.
What does it do?
It's pretty cool. And probably, yeah. So So once again, it's called the Pebble ePaper Watch for the iPhone and Android. Okay. It's pretty much similar to the Nano, and the Nano is just the Nano and has a belt. But this thing, I don't think this has color, but the stuff that this has was more, way more than the Nano. So this, it has Bluetooth connectivity, so it connects to your phone. So if somebody calls you or texts you, it shows you right in the watch.
So that's pretty cool. It connects Bluetooth then.
Through Bluetooth, yeah, correct. And then also, like, I think it's a little bit easier to see in the light because it's like made out of a different type of technology. And then, even though it's not in color, but it's easier to see this. It's easier to see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like, also you can use it as a remote. Like, so say you have your iPhone connected to like some speakers somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You can use the watch as a remote to like change the channel, and it can actually control Spotify and iTunes. Because a lot of things don't work with Spotify. Things are made to work with like iTunes and like changing the channels and stuff like that, or changing like different radio stations or changing different podcasts or whatever on that. But it doesn't work with Spotify, and Spotify is something that a lot of people are using, so that's a very, very cool thing to have. And it raised a lot of money already too.
Holy crap, yeah.
You see that? Yeah, and my buddy Jason told me about this thing.
Yeah, man, that's pretty insane. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a Kickstarter with that much open-end revenue, where they basically...
So this is, that's how you know it's a pretty good product.
Well, right? That's how you know that it's a really good idea.
It's a good idea.
And not necessarily it's going to be a good product, but you know with this amount of money...
But you know what could kill this is if the next Nano that comes out just has Bluetooth connectivity, and that's it. And it just is able to do all that stuff, too, just with Bluetooth. Because what I don't have right now is Bluetooth. That's the thing that's missing.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, so so let's just tell them, so at time of recording, it had, well, I guess the Kickstarter's done, so they were trying to raise $100,000 to get a prototype off. They actually raised over $10 million, $10 million, I almost said billion, $10 million.
You can see by the comments.
But yeah, I think, I don't even know what that is, but I'll have to check it out, and I mean, it looks cool, I don't know.
You guys could see in the show notes and stuff, so you see, you guys could see, like, the power of it, and they talk about in the video, like, what's actually possible. So I was at my buddy Jason's house right on Saturday. He's the one that told me about that, that I mentioned, and he's like, "Hey, have you heard of the e-paper Pebble watch?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "No, I have it," and I show him because he hasn't seen mine. Yeah. He's like, "What? How'd you get that?" Blah, blah, blah. He was impressed, and I show him, "No, it's not. It's this and that." Oh, okay, it looks just like it. So I guess somebody gave him the thing. So I think the way this stuff works is like they buy it for them, and then they get it while it's still in prototype, so they end up getting it cheaper while it's still being done, right, in Kickstarter?
Sometimes. It depends on how much you put. Like, if you look at the rewards and stuff, some of them will say, like, oh, if you put in $125 or something, you'll get a prototype beta or something like that. Like, all these things. That's how Kickstarter works. You get your promised rewards, essentially.
So he, I guess he's getting one when whenever it comes out. Cool. But if the Nano comes out and they add Bluetooth connectivity and... it'll basically be better than this product. But see, that's, this thing has a lot of ideas, a lot of things that that the Nano doesn't. Because you know you have your phone in your pocket, right? And then somebody calls you, you got to take it out. But your watch, you could just boop, and you could see who's calling you right on your right on your watch.
We're getting closer and closer to like Star Trek and Star Wars technology and stuff like that, where you have like everything's on your wrist, accessible on your wrist, or with. I'm sure when Project Glass comes out, those glasses, I'm sure that that will have some Bluetooth connectivity to your phone or something. That will go right to it, and you won't even have to pull your phone out anymore. Eventually, your phone will be something that's just, like, inserted in your body, and then it responds to something else via Bluetooth or some new wireless technology.
This is true. So, this is very true.
But the thing, I think the thing that about the, do we know what the price of the product is going to be, that watch?
We don't. There's really no way. There's really no way of knowing, but I think my friend... he's mentioned something about around $110.
See, that's where the Nano, if the Nano comes out and it does have Bluetooth connectivity, that product will still be cheaper than the Nano.
Because almost the same now, though.
Well, no, because what? The Nano is what, $130?
Plus the belt is $40.
The belt was $40? I thought the belt was $80.
I think it was $40.
Well, even if it's $40, you know, it's still more.
It's like a Kindle Fire compared to an iPad, kind of.
Exactly. So it's a little bit cheaper. But I think that will make them where they'll become a competitor if they keep their prices competitive and low, you know. But all they would need to do is introduce color into that, and then start introducing apps, and maybe build it with.
Comes with a bunch of apps I didn't mention, but it comes with like some GPS thing, a bunch of running things. It comes with different things already, and you can. Oh yeah, you get an app on your iPhone, and you install things and do stuff, and then you transfer it to your phone. It explains it all in the video. It's a pretty cool thing.
Oh, awesome! Well, yeah, dude, I'm totally down with it. So are you gonna?
It was your idea to get the Nano with the belt. I think.
Yeah, because
I thought it was your idea, but you mentioned, like, you brought that up to me about the I showed it to you, and I right away wanted it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were like, oh, I'll let you get it, and you tested that.
Because I was going to buy it, and then I saw how much it, like, I started, like, putting numbers together when you were buying yours, and I was just like, I don't know if I want to pay that
totally
much for a
watch. Totally
worth
it, though, but how much would you pay for a real cool watch? Watches are expensive.
I don't wear watches ever.
I normally don't either, though.
Well, you wear more than me. Like, I know when you, like, are, like, putting an outfit together to, like, go out and hang out
with
people.
That's just different.
Sometimes
that's just a different...
No. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. You know. But, yeah, dude.
No more bread and rice. That's my next topic.
Oh, you're getting rid of carbs?
No, I don't know. I was trying to eat a little bit less bread and less rice.
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't ate sushi for quite some time. Yeah. 9 days, to be exact. But I'm not counting. And... 10 hours.
Didn't we talk about this during Unique LA?
Did we?
I just said that, like, all my research, because I've been doing a lot of research on, like, eating and working out and stuff, and a lot of things that I've read is that even though, like, people say, like, oh, you need to get rid of carbs, it's actually not good for you to do that. So you're supposed to actually not deprive yourself.
No, I don't get rid of all of it, but, like, so, like, you're doing a lot of running, so it's probably good. It's probably fine for you because you're burning it all off.
No, of course, yeah.
But the stuff that I'm doing is just kind of to stay healthy. I do a little bit of running too, but not like that. Not as much.
But carbs are something that produce lots of things like glycogen and stuff like that. And that is just for your body stamina
in
general.
There's pros and cons.
Of course, yeah. There's always pros and cons to everything.
Most
I'm just saying, don't go crazy with the no carbs.
Well, yeah,
it's not like you're overweight.
No, there's been situations where I couldn't. There was like pizza or whatever and I had to eat it. There's nothing else going on. There was nothing else. There was no salad.
There's always something here.
Yes.
You know me.
So what you're saying is you have one last topic left. That's what you're telling me. Or you don't.
I've got more than one last topic.
So what you're saying is you have one last topic
left. Well, we were talking about... I was talking about cool movies and stuff like that, but have you ever heard of a Star Wars TV show? Like a live-action show?
There was a show that used to exist with the guy with the ears and all that stuff.
That's Star Trek. You got all the geeks so mad now.
No, there was a Star Trek. No, well, there was a Star Wars cartoon. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not talking. I just said live action.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyways.
But that's what I was talking about.
So there's a Star Wars.
Are the geeks still mad at me?
They're probably a little bit furious, but it's okay. You just need to, like, I don't know, do something.
With your life.
Yeah, with your life completely. No, it was a Star Wars TV show that I guess has been in the works for a long time. There was a interview with some producer, I forget the guy's name, I'm not really worried about it because it's not going to matter for right now.
Hey,
but
you got to respect.
Yeah, I got to respect. But the Star Wars TV show, supposedly they said they've already written 50 scripts for 50 episodes, but right now their target, now this is the crazy part, their target budget, this is the reason why they haven't started making it, is because their budget is crazy. So let's talk about one of the shows that's very well.
Is George Lucas involved?
Yeah, of course, it's Star Wars, of course it is. I would imagine he is. I didn't read that in there, but I would imagine he is.
He doesn't have to be involved. Somebody else can buy the rights. Like, if you open up a restaurant and call it Star Wars or something, as long as you give him the rights and get his permission. I think that's how it works.
I think it's something like that, but I think he likes to have his hand in a lot of stuff, you know? Yeah. But anyway, so think of Walking Dead. Walking Dead is a show that came out and had a pretty high budget and has really good production value. And I think that show comes out at around $1 to $2 million an episode. So the Star Wars TV show is what they're projecting.
Well, they cost that much per episode.
Yeah, well, this show wants to do $5 million per episode. So they're waiting for the technology just to be low enough to be able to do that. And with Star Wars, they could totally do it. If it's backed by Lucas, that dude prints money.
He has a couple dollars.
Yeah, he has a couple, but the more interesting premise of this entire show, though, is more of what the show's going to be about. So they gave us a small sneak peek of, like, what it's going to be about. And it's basically, the premise is mobsters in space, essentially. So it's basically like The Sopranos, but in Coruscant, which is one of the capital cities. And so it starts out, it's called, they're speculating it's called Star Wars Underworld. Exactly. This guy in my work that yawns like that. It's so weird.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, it's all like, get that fool out of here, man. We can't have all this hair all over the place.
No, vacuum Chewbacca.
But yeah, so the show's supposed to take place between episode 3 and episode 4.
And basically, okay. It's like an episode and a half.
Yeah, exactly. So, but they said 50 scripts, so that sounds like there's going to be a lot of content in
there.
It's
like a couple seasons, huh?
Yeah, and I'm intrigued to see how graphic they go with it, if it is Sopranos in space, essentially, you know?
That'd be cool to see.
I'm kind of hyped on it, dude. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, but I like Star Wars. I can get behind it. I think it's probably because I did not watch the originals before I watched the...
But you've seen the originals now.
I have seen them.
How much more better are the originals?
I like the originals for the content and the story, but...
Graphics.
You know, this is kind of blasphemy to say, but I do kind of wish that they would redo them, but not change the scripts or anything. But then, the thing is, then it would make... I can't remember the dude's
it's
name.
It's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea what you just said, to redo them.
I'm sure they would, but that's the problem good idea. The problem is people are so in love with the
that wouldn't ruin
the
it.
Actors.
That wouldn't ruin it. That's a good idea. If they redid the originals, yeah. Keeping the same story,
mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like what they're doing kind of with Spider-Man, kind of, you know, stuff like
just
that.
Just doing a reboot. It's just a hard franchise to do because Lucas has such a firm grasp on it.
He'll do it himself. He'll be a big time a part of it.
Yeah, of course he'd be. I mean, him and Spielberg would probably be a part of it. You know, it's a big deal. I mean, they would probably... I have a feeling they're going to do a reboot on Indiana Jones after Aliens attacked and crap in the last one, so...
The last Indiana Jones was not very good.
No, it was not. Mm-mm.
It was actually very horrible.
You know, it was horrible, but I still enjoyed the movie for some reason. Like, I could tell it was very, very corny... Very poorly written, and...
it's an Indiana Jones adventure.
Exactly, but...
It's like the original adventure stuff. Like Tomb Raider and all the stuff is based on it. But I'm sure it's based on some other movie from the 50s or something.
Yeah. But it's okay. Yeah, but...
cool. So Star Wars is cool.
Well, now that we're talking about Star Wars movie, what do you think about an Indiana Jones TV show? Would you be down with
Indiana Jones? No, there was an Indiana Jones TV show. It was called Young Indiana Jones.
You know, as you were saying that, I just remembered there was a young...
And I actually watched that. I remember watching it. It was on ABC or something like that.
Yeah, I never watched it, obviously.
There was also a RoboCop TV show.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, man, I'd like to look at archived footage of that, dude. That sounds like that would be kind of amazing.
But yeah. Well.
Well, let's bring up one last
thing. No more points! Look at all these topics I'm not saying.
Well, I have one last thing I just want to bring up. So, while I was on the hunt for this Star Wars TV show in information, I found on Geek Tyrant, which is a place I go to a lot of the time, and there's this... group of people called Screen Junkies.
Wait, can you be cool and still get in there?
Yeah. You
have to be a geek?
No, dude, you could totally be. I mean, being a geek is cool now, man. I mean,
it's false advertising.
You can either be a geek or a tyrant. So, like, you know, whichever one you want to be, dude.
What if your tyrant's flat? Is that bad? Okay.
Definitely crickets on that one. Definitely. No, so they do.
No, I actually don't know what that means, tyrant.
Like, think of Napoleon. So, basically, like, a dictator. It's someone that, like, they take power and they just take advantage of that. Do you want to talk about the dictator, too? Since
no, I was going to say Napoleon Dynamite, but that was more crickets, huh?
Exactly. What are you talking about? I forgot that we both saw the dictator. What did you think of it while we're on the...
I didn't like it that much. Not too much.
I know.
There was some cool parts, but pretty much, like, 90% of the whole movie is all the best parts are in the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, the story was really, really bad, and it was just not good.
Yeah.
It's not a good movie.
So do you think...
The music was fun. It was some funny stuff. Like, they did funny stuff. Like, mm-hmm. With music, they took, like, hip-hop and made it, like, Arabic or something, or...
Arabic, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was funny and stuff like that, but... So, I mean, and there was funny stuff in it, just in general, overall. It was like, out of 1 through 10, I would probably give it like a 3.5 or something, or 4.
That's pretty low. I would give it about the same, too.
Yeah.
But you are kind of into the Sacha Baron Cohen movies. Do you think that his humor is now getting a little bit, like, people are too used to it now? Like, it's a little bit dry now.
No, I don't think that's that. I think it's just the story wasn't that good. His humor was, like, almost everything he was doing was pretty funny still.
Yeah, I can tell you what I think was funnier about The Dictator in general, this whole thing, was not the movie. I feel like his press before the movie
was his marketing,
way funnier.
Yeah, his marketing was really good. He was getting so much hype. Even now, still, the fact that they're not allowed to show this movie in the Middle East, the fact that they're not allowed to show it in the whole mm-hmm. country of China.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's a huge country to, like,
yeah, so market, making it something like that makes it way more, like, there's a high demand. Mm-hmm. But they're not like they're still going to get the movie. They have ways to get movies there.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, street corners.
This shirt is made from China. It's made from China. Yeah,
I'm sure this shirt is... No, I think this one's from, like, Indonesia or something. But
baller!
I know, dude. That's how I roll. Target. I really bought this Target. It's a red shirt. That's why it's funny. But no, so these guys, Screen Junkies, they're pretty cool. They've started doing this thing called Honest Trailers. Hilarious, dude. When you walked in, I was laughing at one of them. I don't know. You probably didn't hear me laughing because I laughed kind of quiet, but holy crap.
These do you whisper laugh? Funny.
I do. I like... but anyway, so they do this thing called Honest Trailers, and there's this hilarious one, Transformers. And so what they basically do is they go through and they do voiceover on a trailer, and they just talk about how ridiculous the movie is. We'll watch one after this, because right now you're trying to rush me off, and it's fine.
I'm not trying to rush you off.
So take them out, Gary. Or no, hold on. Facebook, YouTube, all that stuff. Check us out on Twitter.
I was going to tell them all that. You told me to take them out. I was going to take them out to movies and dinner. Take them out on the town.
Yeah? On the town, paint it red? Why not?
Now, yeah, guys, Cameron's going to tell you some stuff, so listen.
All right, so yeah, definitely check us out on Twitter, at Studio Dork. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/StudioDork.
Yeah.
You can also go onto our YouTube. You can find all of our old episodes that are not on iTunes anymore, youtube.com/StudioDork. You can also find this episode, which you're probably listening to if you're listening to it on the site. It's from YouTube. So, hey, look, go on there and comment or like a video. Do something. Subscribe to us. Do something productive with your
something,
life.
Something, please. I mean, come on. Need you. Come on, please. Please. Noosh.
Yeah, Nush, please.
Matryoshka.
Matryoshka. Miracle or something like that, which I think is milk, right? and then definitely check us out
on
iTunes.
Wait, I taught you that? Like somebody else is teaching you Russian behind my back?
No, dude, that was on the last episode. Yeah, so now they know that you don't listen to the episodes very well.
Did you, have I heard that last episode?
I sent it to you on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, then I heard it.
Okay. but anyways, then go on iTunes and search Studio Dork Podcast. Go on there, leave us a comment, leave us a review. 1 to 5 stars. Yeah, we just want the feedback. And that's pretty much it. So take us out, Gary.
Do you want, like, the regular or movies?
Do it in Russian.
Okay, ребята, большое спасибо. Why are you laughing at my Russian?
Because I'm waiting for my line. Go, go. All
right, guys, thank you so much for listening to us, and we will talk to you guys next time. What was your line?
I was just going to say Matryoshka. This is a very good story, but yeah.
Yeah. Are you gonna make that all Alvin? Just Alvin.
I don't know, we'll see. I actually tried a new filter.
I didn't
try it on the show, and the reason I didn't try it on the show is because there was some distortion issue with my voice, because it's...
It changes your male voice to female voice, so your voice sounds like a female. My voice in some of the deeper parts, it distorts, so it sounds like I'm like...
That's because you're a very dominant voice.
It sounds like I'm a hormonal, like... 13-year-old boy that just keeps cracking his voice. It's like a super fun. So it's like I'll be like, so you'll be like,
that's how I
know it
sounds.
I know, and then all the time I'll be like, and it just sounds super funny.
Sound like a horse.
But the thing is that like, I sound like a horse, but there's like a weird distortion static, and I don't really like it, so I didn't want to drop our quality for a new joke.
But maybe I'll let you sneak peek on some of it next time.
I have the honor to these things?
Maybe, it's a possibility, you know. Yeah.
Hey, the next MacBook Pros are gonna have the Retina displays, huh?
I was reading some stuff about that.
The MacBook Airs look pretty cool.
Yeah? But what's so cool about
them? They just look cool. just the way they look, mm-hmm. Just the design and everything like that.
Have we heard anything else on the Apple TV? We're still in the
not show. Nothing like
the television.
Right? Yeah. Nothing, you know, precise. Nothing like they would know for sure. Just little rumors here and there.
Okay.
But nothing for sure.
Huh? Cool man.
Cool man.
They're
going
nothing else.
All right. Take them out. Have the show.
I will take them out.
To where? McDonald's.
I can take McDonald's right down the street.
How much money would you want me to pay you to eat one chicken nugget?
I don't want it, dude.
How much money?
No.
$100,000. You wouldn't do it?
Get $100,000, huh?
Hey.
If you got the money right in front of me.
Well, I do, but...
Do I have to swallow it?
Here's the thing. Do you have change for 200,000?
This is Monopoly? With like no change? Oh man.
I have $200,000 bills.
I said bills, not like one single bill.
What was that movie? The guy had like an $80 bill or a $30 bill or something?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. Yeah.
It was with funny, like, it was funny.
It was with funny people? That movie wasn't very good either.
I liked it. You know, some people didn't. Some people thought about it.
I just felt like it was too long. Like, in the middle somewhere where he started having that relationship thing with the lady, it just felt like it was just like it should have ended. You know what I mean?
Those kids are her real kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then there's another movie coming out with, like, something about 40, turning 40 or something. And
yeah, it's a sequel to Knocked Up, supposedly.
Oh, yeah, okay, makes sense. That was all the same actors.
Yeah.
Those are her real kids, too. I believe so.
Oh.
I think so.
Well, that would make sense, actually, because they look like her.
My mom told me that Vince Vaughn is, like, missing a pinky.
Really?
Something like that. Or
how does your mom know
or missing,
that?
Like, a thumb or something. I don't know. But...
You know what I'm saying? Vince Vaughn too much. You know, that's why you like him so much.
No, I do. Vince Vaughn is humorous. Yeah. But that's like my old school man crush.
Who's your new school man crush?
I don't know.
No? You don't know?
But I used to really, really like him.
I think you know. You just don't
want to. I don't.
Okay. I think your new man crush is anybody in Inception.
Or somebody in design.
I think Von Grischka.
You know he's listening to us, right?
Yeah, is he?
Not in front of him.
Now he knows. See? Yeah.
How cool would that be if he actually is listening to us?
It's a possibility that he listens, but I highly doubt
he's
it.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not like it's that difficult to listen to our show while working or something.
And I know he listens to podcasts, and he likes to always, like, be listening to things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be really cool, though, somebody like that listening to us.
Yeah, the only downside is our show is more catered towards people that aren't...
Yeah,
it's more about students and stuff, so... But, you never know, one day, Von Grischka on the Studio Podcast.
That'd be cool.
Yeah? Would you, like, be able to ask him questions?
Yeah, I wouldn't be like you.
I mean, like, if you had starstruck.
Yeah, like, you would be all, like... If it was a celebrity, that... Right?
I don't know if I'd be starstruck, but it would take me a little bit of courage to ask them questions, serious, honest questions, because I run into celebrities at my work and stuff, and I just don't like to
meet them. So one of the people in that movie got $50 million and everybody else got $2 million?
What movie?
The one that had the best opening of all time.
Avengers? What? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't?
You're like delirious, what are you talking about?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I don't know what you mean.
What do you mean?
are we minis now? Super duper minis? It's called that joke from last episode. They should not be dead.
That he got $50 million and everybody else got only $2 million.
What, Joss Whedon?
Huh?
The director and writer got $50 million?
Iron Man.
Oh, you're talking about Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
Well, he's pricey now, man.
He got $50 million and all the other actors got $2 million.
Well,
something like that.
I mean, that's unfair, but at the same time, even if I was one of those other actors, it's still $2 million.
I think he did what Keanu Reeves did in The Matrix, where he had the percentage.
Oh, I'm not positive, he does back end.
Something like that.
That's, you know who else does it? I think Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, or one of them does that.
Usually, yeah, bigger actors do that.
I think it's Tom Cruise. It just makes more sense.
Like, oh, my new man crush?
Yeah. Are you
Wilson.
Who?
Wilson.
Wilson from...
Castaway?
Seriously? You have more of a ball crush on that one. It's weird, but it's cool.
Nah, just kidding. All right, guys.
Oh, Wilson.
Cameron is... what did you say I was?
You guys get a chance to Photoshop Gary making out with Wilson. New man crush.
No, Wilson's a volleyball. It's not even a real person. It was a joke.
Dude, why would you say that? Now all of our listeners that are castaways that have them.
We just got all the volleyballs through that.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the volleyballs just left too.
Now we got left the soccer balls and the basketball.
Exactly. Oh, man.
Alright, guys. Don't get crazy, but we're leaving.
Yeah. But anyways, then definitely check us out on iTunes. And why are on iTunes, man? Studio Podcast, search it, love it, live it. And then go on to there, and I totally messed it up a lot.